The next patient is Ronnie Marshall. The last name is M, like in Mike, A, like in Alpha, R, like in Roger, S, like in Sierra, H, like in Hotel, Alpha, Lima, Lima, Marshall. Ronnie, R-O-N-N-Y, number one. This is the clinical case of a 40-year-old African-American male that is following this practice because of a kidney transplant that was a deceased donor that was done in 2005 in Gulf Regional Medical Center in Fort Myers. The patient has been in very stable condition. He has an estimated GFR that is more than 70 mLs per minute and doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. The patient has a serum creatinine that is 1.2, period. He's immunosuppressed with the prograf. The level of prograf was 8.2. The patient continues to take the prograf, mycophenolate, prednisone, and ARB, period. Number two, the fasting blood sugar is 146, and the estimated and the body weight increased from 235 to 245 pounds. He is in a pre-diabetic state, and for that reason, we are going to order a hemoglobin A1C for the next visit. The patient was made aware of the condition, the need to stay away from the sweets, stay away from complex carbohydrates, go into a low sodium diet, plus plant-based diet was reiterated, period. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control, the blood pressure was 107 over 70. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that is out of control. And despite of the administration of statins, the cholesterol remains to be 238. We made him aware of this and the need for him to change the diet. The patient has significant mixed hyperlipidemia that is a severe comorbidity. Following number, vitamin D deficiency, the patient is supplemented with vitamin D. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism, that probably is a tertiary hyperparathyroidism. Serum calcium 9.2. The phosphorus is with normal limits. Follow a number, hyperuricemia. The uric acid 8.2. We made him aware of the need to stay away from the excessive amount of protein. Following number, peripheral neuropathy. Following number, insomnia. We are going to call in a prescription for Ambien, 10 milligrams at bedtime. this was a telehealth. In the reviewing of the lab, we spent 7 minutes in the face-to-face conversation, 12 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.